This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Here's a question about another kind of fusion. Who does Massachusetts Senator John Kerry stick on the ticket with him now that he's virtually sewn up the Democratic presidential nomination? Among the many names floated by politicians and pundits, there's one interesting long shot, Arizona Senator John McCain. McCain is popular among key independent voters, but there's a big problem with choosing him. He's a Republican. Can a presidential candidate of one party choose a running mate from another? Here's Slate's Brendan Koerner with an explainer.
Not only is it theoretically possible, it's actually happened, albeit under very unusual circumstances during the Civil War. But we'll get back to that in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there is nothing in either party's convention rules that specifically prohibits a candidate from selecting a VP from the opposition. In practice, of course, it's extremely unlikely that a Republican would consent to run on a Democratic ticket, or vice versa. Such traitors would certainly become persona non grata among their old partisan allies, to the point where they'd probably be forced to switch party affiliations anyway. The odds are slim to none that John McCain would be willing to invite such scorn from his political chums. It's also possible that a party's rank and file would coordinate a revolt on the convention floor and, going against tradition, work to subvert the presidential nominee's choice. Even if such an effort failed, a floor fight like that would leave a bitter taste in everyone's mouth, at precisely the worst moment possible. Neither party seems to put much stock in the McCain rumor, nor in whispers that President Bush could dump Vice President Dick Cheney in favor of conservative Democrat Zell Miller. As a flummoxed Republican National Committee staffer told Slate when asked, "I don't think it's written down anywhere that you can't nominate a Democrat, but I can't believe they'd let it happen." Yet it did happen once, in 1864. Republican incumbent Abraham Lincoln selected a Democrat, Andrew Johnson, as his running mate. That was during an extraordinary time, of course, and it should be noted that the pair didn't technically run under the GOP banner. Rather, they ran on the ticket of the National Union Party, a wartime coalition between Republicans and Democrats who, like Johnson, were against secession. Prior to that, another mishmash occurred in 1796, when the Federalist John Adams won the presidential election, and Thomas Jefferson, of the Democratic-Republican Party, became his vice president. But that was back when members of the Electoral College cast two votes for president, and the runner-up got the vice president's job. The 12th Amendment fixed that in 1804, mandating that members of the Electoral College cast one vote for president and a separate one for vice president.
Brendan Koerner writes explainers for Slate.com. You can send your questions about news stories that demand some further explanation to explainer@npr.org.